right, it is 10:37 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. My name is Perry Small. Thank you so much, Doma T, for telling me it's raining.
No problem. No problem. I know if I didn't tell you, you wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know. Yeah. All right, then. Go to WVON.com and participate in the Daily Listener Poll. And the poll question today is, are you supporting Representative Tammy Duckworth's Senate bid? All right. And for reasons that we've talked about earlier. All right, then. So listen. They did something pretty good in the Chicago City Council, and the Chicago aldermen actually voted to overturn the city's ban on food carts. Joining us on the live line to talk about the benefits of this this overturn of the city's ban on food carts is Hillary Goins. She is the managing editor at the Illinois Policy Institute. Hello, Hillary. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be on.
You know, we usually are complaining, at least I am, about what goes on in that city council. But this is a good thing, you know, the ban on the carts. Tell us what kind of revenue this is going to bring in for the city and maybe even some of the hardships that there might be for these vendors, because there are a lot of, you know, there's a lot of things going in and in the overturn, but there could be some possible problems that some of these city vendors would never be able to some of the regulations that they'd never be able to accommodate. So let's talk, Hillary, and tell me why this was such a good thing that happened.
Yeah, so let me give your listeners a little bit of background on the issue. I've been working on this for a while now, and it's been very near and dear to my heart. So last fall, like you mentioned, Chicago City Council overturned the city's ban on food carts. Mm-hmm. So if you've ever visited New York City, you can go to about any street corner and get a hot dog. In Chicago, you can't buy food out of a cart,
right,
or you couldn't,
right,
until last fall. So we at the Illinois Policy Institute spent a lot of time getting to know these vendors. One of the vendors that we got really close with was named Claudia Perez. She's a 63-year-old mom. For the past about 15, 20 years, she's been selling food out of a food cart in Little Village to support her family. And she's put a daughter through college. She's hired 12 people. And she served tons of hungry people. The only problem was that she was operating in the shadows because the city wasn't allowing her business to be legal. So a lot of the people that we talked to were like Claudia. These are moms and dads who are just trying to support their families. So mm-hmm. I just wanted to give you a little bit of background.
Okay.
And so these people were experiencing a lot of hardships. They're just trying to serve hungry people. We know that they were serving about 50,000 meals per day already, so there was a big demand. What we wanted to do was overturn that ban, and we did. So that's
because
great
a lot of these street vendors, these cart vendors, they were being harassed, fined, from what I understand. I mean, some nasty policemen sometimes destroyed the carts, all of that, right?
Yeah, it was really an unfortunate situation. Claudia, who I just mentioned, was actually arrested two times, and I think her children had experienced run-in with the police too.
Oh, wow.
So This was a big deal. These are people who are just trying to put food on the table for their families, and they're serving people in low-income, sometimes food desert areas where there weren't a lot of good food options already.
Right.
So the fact that City Council listened and overturned this ban is a great thing for Chicago. It's a great way for these moms and dads to be able to make money and sell to hungry people, but it's also a great way for people to experience, you know, different tastes and cultures throughout the city. And so overturning this food cart ban is a great step on the right path.
So did the restaurant associations, were they, you know, with all of their money and their power, were they the ones that originally got the food carts banned?
You know, I'm not sure who was behind the initial ban. That was just the way it had been for decades.
Okay.
You probably are familiar with on North Avenue Beach, Oak Street Beach, all the beaches have, like, frozen dessert food carts.
Right.
And they have for years.
Right.
But for whatever reason, you couldn't sell prepared food. So, you know, we didn't face the same kind of pushback. as food trucks did when they were fighting to get legalized back in 2010.
Right.
But I'm sure that there was a lot of the same emotion going on behind the scenes.
So what happens now? They've lifted the ban. So now they're going to have to introduce an ordinance where they're going to have certain, you know, regulations, what they can, what they can't do. And, I mean, what are some of the things that we can expect with the lifting of the ban?
Yeah, well, so some of the great news for Chicago, which we all know needs money, is that with the overturning of the ban, Chicago can expect to see a lot more jobs and a lot more sales tax revenue. The Illinois Policy Institute, we did an economic impact study back before the ban was overturned, and we compared Chicago's market to other big city markets and found that if the ban was overturned like it was, the city could expect to see 6,400 new jobs and up to $8 million in new local sales tax revenue per year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big deal. So you asked about the process. So now that this ordinance to overturn the ban has been enacted, it's law now, food carts are legal, vendors can get a license, cost $350 to get a two-year license. You have to take a
test.
That's
not bad. That's not bad at all.
Right. I mean, it's way better than not having any options at all. So you have to get that $350 two-year license. You have to pass a test. And then if you want to...
What kind of test? Hillary, what kind of test? You're talking
about...
Sure.
It's just a basic food safety and prep test.
Okay.
And then there's another test you have to get on top of that, a sanitation test, and you also have to get your food cart inspected. So there are certain standards that the city has put in place that all food carts have to meet.
Okay. So you wouldn't say that this is overreaching. I mean, this is going to be city friendly for the vendors. It's not as, you know, it's not as crazy as the cab industry and that sort of thing. It's going to be a good thing for Chicagoans and others who want to have these food carts.
Well, you know, it's really hard to say so early on, Perry, because the process has been a little slow moving. So while the great news is that the biggest hurdle, overturning the ban, has been cleared, it still seems like the process has been a little bit thorny for vendors who are trying to get licenses. So I don't think that they've hammered out all the kinks just yet.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. Well, I found it interesting. And so what do people, do you know what the process is, Hillary, for people that have been considering? I mean, is there some place where they can go and find out what they need and find out what the regulations and specifications are for the food cart? Because I'm sure this summer people are going to take advantage of this, so... If you have any information, or who do we go to? Do we go to consumer services here at the city of Chicago? Where do they go? Do you have any idea?
Sure. You have to go through the Business Affairs and Consumer Protection Office. They're the ones who are going to be giving out the licenses or administering the tests to give out licenses.
Okay.
So that's where you're going to want to go.
All right, then. So we could just probably call 311.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, guys, just call 311. And, I want to tell you, don't think you can bring your carts to the Taste of WVON in July. You just have to be licensed and you have to pay a vendor's fee here. All right, then. Hillary Gollins, thank you so much. Keep up the good work and tell all my friends over there at Illinois Policy Institute I said hello.
Will do. Thanks for having me on, Perry.
All right, then. It is 10:46 on the Talk of Chicago, 16. 16-